Okay, we are your test of his base. And Shmuel, just at a halacha. Shmuel just said a halacha that if you hand a woman an empty paper, it looks empty, and you say, I say, Gita Chismugareshas, because it might have been written with gallnut water, which is not visible. So we asked the question, we're going to start again from Meitzvei, which is, I don't know where to find it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines from the end of the narrow lines.
Was there gallnut paper?
He wrote it with gallnut water.
Was it on gallnut paper? Is that the issue with his
people? No, it was not on gallnut paper. If it would be on gallnut paper, I don't think it would be good.
Right.
No. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Meitzvei. How is that Gitach with the plus of his Zarkasa Liyam Eliyar? This is your get. She took it, threw it into a sea or to fire, or the chol davar avet or anything else that destroys it. The chaz of the amishtar pasim ushtar amanu, who has any claims that this was a shtar of a loan. Ishpasim means to make the guy look rich. Amana means he trusted him that he would give him the money later. Either way, it's not a get. Mugareshes. We don't trust him to say that. Again, as the Gemara will explain later, the Edom read it. I'm giving one shot in the Rishayim. The Edom read it, gave it back to him. He handed it to her. We don't know if he handed her that paper or not. Now he claims that he didn't hand her that paper. She's Mugareshes. And he's not believed to answer her. Taima, the Kasav. It's only because they saw writing. The Diak is, if it looked empty, the Bryson didn't say he said it was an empty paper. Because if he would have said it's an empty paper, we would have never believed him. We would have believed him, and we would have said it's not a get. Empty papers can't be get. Written, so it looks like a get. Mashma, not like Shmuel. Talk to Gemara, ki kamer Shmuel, the betina le b'maya dinara. You're right. Shmuel only said it in a case that afterwards we put on a certain dye that gets the invisible ink. May milim is like invisible, and it gets it to come up. Like it, you can treat it, and then you will see whether it's written on or not. E palit palit, vilay palit lav klumu. So Shmuel's halacha is only if afterwards we check it out and we find that it has a get on it. Enochinami. He claims it was an empty paper and the Adam didn't see any writing, she would not be Mugareshes. But if we check it out and there is a get on it, then she's Mugareshes. Again, invisible ink is not a good get. Granted, now we made the invisible ink visible, but at the time he gave it to her, it was invisible ink. Invisible ink is not a get. Zok to Gemara, let me just finish. Shmuel Nami Chashin and Gomar. You're right. What happened in Shmuel's case is he handed her a paper that's empty. And he said, how is that Gitech? And we later checked it and we see there's a get written there. The only Kashaila is, was it invisible at the time he gave it to her, or was it visible but barely? From afar, it looked empty. But it might have been visible. It is a get. It's not like the case that he claims it wasn't a get. He says it's a get. We checked and it is a get. The only question we have now is, when he gave it over, it didn't seem like we saw writing. But on the other hand, it was a get if there was writing, till it became invisible. So what happens is you write this, it's barely visible, but visible. Then it becomes invisible and it can be drawn out again. So now the question becomes, was it totally invisible, or was it barely visible? So that's why Shmuel says, Chashinan, she's a Suffolk Mugareshes. We don't know. We know that this star has a get on it. And we know that now we had to draw out the invisible ink. The question was, at the time he handed it to her, was there anything visible or not? Nothing to do with the case of when he gave her, had Adam read it, Adam looked at it, gave it to him, he gave it to her and now claims he didn't give her a get. That case, we don't believe him. Adam read it, even though we didn't see what he gave her. He said, our Mugareshes, that's saying it's a get, that's good enough for us. In this case, either Adam did read it or didn't read it, makes no difference.
Why?
Because they might have read it, but it became invisible. At the time he handed it over, it looked invisible.
They have to read it before you can give it over to her.
They don't have to read it the second before they read it. They handed it back to him, and now he handed her a piece of paper that looks invisible, looks empty.
Okay, then what is... But she has to... She doesn't have to read it?
Why does she have to read it? Adam just read it. I mean, why... She does, she does. I mean, later on we'll see she should read it, but that's not Ma'akev.
She has to know.
He told her, I'm a Gresheth.
No, that's fine, but if you can say it all you want, you have to give a get.
Well, we don't know. That's exactly the Shaila. Did he give a get or not?
So the point of it is, so it's a Sovim Gresheth.
Yes.
It's not Vadim Gresheth.
No, Chashina Kummer.
Yes, so what does that mean, bottom line?
Bottom line is she wants to get married, she needs another get.
Yeah.
But if she's a Kayan, if he's a Kayan, she can't stay married then.
Right, okay.
In both cases?
Yeah, but
if
he's not a
Kayan.
Shmuel's
case. Not a Kayan. Right, he can remarry her, theoretically.
Where in the other case, we'd say...
He can remarry her. Yeah, he can't live with her now.
Where in the other case, with the blank paper, we let her get married?
No, this is the case of the blank paper.
No, I meant to say... Where
Star, when he claims it's Star Possum,
yeah.
Yes, we let her get married. He said it's a get. They ain't even seen him have a get. Yes.
And if it's a blank piece of paper?
We don't know. Was it a blank? It was a sure blank.
No blank pieces of paper are blank. You know, it was visual ink. You give him this ridiculous case. It's a very unusual case. Most blank pieces of paper are probably blank and not written with invisible ink.
But the guy's right.
Yeah, but they just checked it out and the get came out.
And let's say they didn't just check
then it. Then she wouldn't be Magaresh. But we checked it out and the ink came out.
There's a lot written behind this case that's not in here. The straight case of invisible paper,
you can write a letter to her about you. What can I tell you?
The straight case of invisible paper, she's not.
Again, in the case of Shmuel, they checked it out and there was a get written on it. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Halekik Savloi, we did the Rashi beforehand. Even the Archalik Nami Amina Magaresh, Smichti, Tan also Lashminan. The Tana comes to tell me, Davagavla, your queen, they get to have Eloi. Even though we didn't read it when he gave it to her. Since he says it's a get, we don't let him change his mind too. Even the Archolic Namisir Lehachi, if this works by empty paper, that's mean a Ravusi Yaseris, it's an Archolic. We check the paper, but my dinara, Seva Shakiram, whatever it is, Avira Mea Teva Alaf, we spread it on it. A pilot Isis Shabal of Aniris, and it pulls out the letters. Hashtu the pilot, Ushaya blue Islahayak Sav. Kashinan, Shemalo Nivlu Yafa. Maybe it didn't absorb well. The mace, Asur Lakayim, Khaletis Lemisavemis, the Safik Grushay. They talk about the Achrainim, if you have ink and that you can make it visible with heat. You have to put something on it to draw out the letters. Painted something on it. Made the letters visible. I wonder if you can make it visible with ink. I mean, halakha l'maisa, we don't let it.
But
once
you use a light.
Yellow
highlighted
things.
Well, yeah, something like that.
Well, the yellow highlighter things are like the teva.
Okay, once you put on the
ultraviolet light they have. Right.
Rabbi Margaret, could you ask people to mute themselves, please?
Just then.
Is that better or worse?
They talk about it. I didn't go through it. I mean, halacha l'maisa, nobody would dare do a get like that today. Amar Avina, Amar Liam Amar. Hachi Amar Mareimah, Mishmei the Rav Dimi. Hani Beitrei, the Yav Gita Kamayo, two Adam that they give the get in front of them. Tzrichu l'mikre, have to read the get. Meitzrei, harez ha'gitach v'netlasev v'zerkasel yamei l'or l'chol tavar avod. Here's your get, and she threw it away. V'chazem ha'mishtar pasim u'shtar manu u'megreshes. V'loike l'menu l'aisra. And he's not believed to say it wasn't a get. V'yamei tzrichu l'mikre, if you're going to say to Adam had to read it, v'asid d'kari v'matzah amalachi, the Gemara understands that if they read it, and they gave it to him, and he gave it to her, how can he claim it's anything else? They just read it. Zakta Gemara leitzrichin the debasa the kriy ayla beyadeh. After they read it, they gave it back to him. The afkei, and then How does he translate the word to Avke?
Place it in his sleeve.
Place it in his sleeve. He's claiming now, yes, you read my get. Yes, you saw the get, but that's not what I gave her. Kamash Malon, you said it's a get. We read it with a get. You can't change your mind. Rashi? Hani Beitrei Eda Mesira? The Beyadi, by the way, Eda Mesira doesn't mean Reblazer's Eda Mesira. It means the two Edom who watch the transfer of the get. Even if there's Eda Chsima on it, you need two Edom of Zavish Be'erva to watch the transfer of the get.
The case is talking about if they didn't show it to anyone. This has a blank piece of...
Not a blank piece of paper. Nothing to do with blank piece of paper. New case. Anytime a get is given, Edom have to read it. So the Gemara wants to know, so how can he claim it's something else if they have to read it?
Give it back to
him, and he didn't directly give it to her. Rashi, Lebeyadei Tachas Knafav, under his wings, I guess your sleeve, you would say.
Zog Tigamai Vait. Let's say the case where after they say sorry, she's divorced, he pulls out another get from his pocket. And it's the same one that they read it before.
I don't, now we got a problem. But we're not afraid for that. He said, he said, Hari Atmagoresh, yes. We're not accusing husbands of playing around with their wives. This is a serious business.
Well, he did something. He just played around with his wife. He played with the get, and then he says, I was just...
He traps. He doesn't want to divorce her now. Not playing with it. He wants her to be married to him. So he came. That's what we're saying. The Edom read the get. He told her it's a get. Then he changed his mind. It's not the same playing games as telling her to get when he didn't mean it. At that point, we say he wanted to divorce her.
Those words are raising regressions.
We'll see that, yes. Pashtas, yes.
So when did he change his mind?
We'll see that. Not so simple. What?
30 seconds later. He
gave it to her and he said, here's your get. Then she threw it into the fire and he said, by the way, it wasn't a get.
So we don't believe him.
Don't believe him. Edom read it. Now, if he produces the get and says, here's what you read, we got a problem. But he's not producing the get.
Then she would be a suffix. Or...
I don't know. I don't know. I'd speculate. I don't know.
I mean, is there a difference? What do you say, raising Gitchum?
Harat Makareshis.
Oh, that's a big difference, right? Because...
I mean, it's going to be a Gemara later on exactly what he has to say.
Gitcha, get can mean a sharp...
Now, again, Harat Makareshis, he says there. Or Hagitech. That's the way the Gemara's lashon is. Here is your get. Get is used for get isha. He didn't mean here is your star. I know get means your star, but he said hagitech means
that,
your divorce.
Maybe you can use that as a...
I don't know. Obviously, the Gemara says he said Harry's hagitech. That's the Gemara writer. Ahu gavra the zarek lagitu l'divisu bein adoni. Somebody threw a get to his wife amongst the barrels. She had barrels. She had a room full of barrels. It was hers. And he said, here's your get, and he threw it into the barrels, into her chutzner, into her, wherever the barrels were. Belonged to her. Therefore, the get is a good get. The problem is, ishtakich mezuzah. We went to look at the paper, and it's a mezuzah. It's not a get. Now, we don't know whether the mezuzah is something else, and he had thrown a get, and the mice had squirreled it away. Or... he threw her a mezuzah, and he lied, and he said, here's your get. Here's a man that told his wife, here's your get, threw it a bunch of barrels. We went to dig it up, and we find a mezuzah, and we don't find the get. Do we have to worry that it was a get, and animals took it away? Or do we say, it's the mezuzah that he threw, and he lied, and she's not divorced?
The mezuzah was there from before?
Yes. Dr. Gemara Amar of Nachman Mezuzah Bein Nidani L'Shchicha. You don't find mezuzahs by barrels. That's what he threw. That's what he put there. What's the mezuzah doing there? Ridiculous. There was mezuzah there before, and he threw a get, and the animals took it away. Don't even worry about it. Not Negeya. He said it's a get, but we find it to be a mezuzah. Mezuzahs don't belong in the middle of the barrels.
God is challenging that certain things that are ridiculous, we say ridiculous. And other things are ridiculous, we say, look, that's the case. I
find it challenging to find what you find challenging. Meaning, what case did we say that ridiculous is the case?
Isn't like disappearing ink.
Again, that was the story. We didn't say we're afraid of disappearing. Again, we checked it. There was disappearing ink there. We're not saying every time you see a blank paper, say it might be disappearing ink. We never said that. That was the case we actually found there was disappearing ink. The question is only, was it disappeared at the time he gave it to her? That's what I'm trying to say. We didn't say anything ridiculous. If you found one mezuzah, I will base gimel. What if you found two or three mezuzahs, and he only threw one thing? So since there were other mezuzahs there, there's no reason to believe that this is not one of the mezuzahs that were there. There's another two mezuzahs there. So either he threw a mezuzah or he threw a get. Now, if there is nothing else there, we say mezuzahs don't belong there. But obviously there are mezuzahs there. Therefore, begita emach barm shaklu. We say, maybe he did throw a get, and the mice took it away. Now, we'll see Rashi in a second. Pashtas, this should be a suffer get. We don't know there was a get. We say, maybe the mice took it away. Now, had there been only this thing there and it's a mezuzah, we would say it's not a get for sure. Now, we don't know. That's what we say. Now, Rashi is mashmat of vaday get. The Achronim have a problem to know why. Let me just read Rashi. Let me just say Rashi because Rashi is so gewaldic. Dr. Rashi, Vashchiach, Mizui Shazarek Zed, this is the mezuzah. The Ein Loch Hashem a get Zarek Lavava. Don't even consider a possibility that he threw a get and the animals took it away. Avakaiti Klas, V'Ami Rizinu Shazele Zarek El Ksav Echon. And we know for sure he only threw one thing, and we find three mezuzahs. There must have been one there before. Makes sense to say two were there. He must have thrown the get and achbarim shaklu. Now, there is again, the achronim aren't sure what Rashi means vaday or not. Other rishonim say clearly it's a suffix.
Well, you can't. How can you say from Rashi it's a vaday?
Rashi says the word v'zeh get zarak.
This is a get that he threw. That's okay, he threw a get, but now we still don't know the status. It's a get that he threw, but it's not around anywhere. So
if he threw a get, she's divorced.
I can't find it.
Tarantin says, Rashi mean v'zeh get zarak possibly threw a get? Or v'zeh get zarak vadai threw a get?
Mm-hmm.
So the words v'zeh get zarak leads Achronim to say that Rashi learns he definitely threw a get, and they're bothered by it. The Rambam says clearly, Suffolk Megoresh.
Apparently the mice don't want frozen. They don't eat mezuzahs. They'll eat kitten, but they won't eat mezuzahs.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Rabbi, I'm just trying to understand the case. She's standing there when he says he's throwing the get.
Mm-hmm.
He announces it. He announces it to her. She's standing by that room. She immediately goes to look for it. And if there was a bunch of mezuzahs already there, then we're saying that in that moment, from her hearing his declaration, seeing him toss it, and going and trying to find it, a mouse has run off with it. And that's enough, according to this.
Enough to create a suffix.
I mean,
mice were very frequent then. It wasn't out of the ordinary to have a mouse. Mice were all over the place.
I know. I'm accepting that fully. But for one in that moment to grab that particular piece of paper.
You also don't know how long that moment takes. It might be a 5-minute trek for her to wheel away through the barrels to get to where he threw it. We don't know whether it's 30 seconds or 5 minutes. The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara just says, we went to look for it, didn't find it. We found the mezuzah.
Right. I was trying to understand these cases. Okay, that's fine.
Their mezuzah's there. Is it much? I don't know. You can see, we're very religious here, and we won't throw mezuzahs, and that's the halacha. But that doesn't mean that people doesn't do it. It's interesting. The Gemara says mezuzahs. The Gemara could have said there were other things there. You know what I mean? I know the Gemara said mezuzah.
This is we're talking about a storehouse here.
I think it's her chatzar that has barrels all over the place. She had a theme of shlachmanas that had to do with barrels. By the way, I checked Hilchos Shlachmanas. Nowhere in Shulchan Aruch or Mishnah Berurah or Chashulchan does it mention a word about themes.
Rabbi, you didn't look hard enough.
But somebody told me, and it's probably true, themes are cheaper. You can make a theme, and it can be Dwarm Shemabakach, but if it's a theme, it's okay. If it wouldn't be a theme, people would say, like, that's a Shlachmanas. But if it has a theme to it, so then it becomes like kosher.
It makes it.
Somebody explained that to me. So themes don't necessarily mean because they want themes. Themes is a way you have to send 30 shlachmanos. It can be rather expensive. But if you have a theme, you can take something that's like not so, but it has a theme.
The theme gives it chivas, sir.
It's an outlet for people to show some creativity, Rabbi Margaretin.
What happened to us? The whole magazine should be just chalk butter? What had this surprise all about?
Well, it's about hotels for Pesach.
Don't put Barclay down, Rick.
Okay, right.
I'm serious. This is a whole magazine is about food and about chalk butter. That's all it is. No, we'll do something about it like I do. Do something about it.
What do you do?
What?
What do you do about it?
Complain. I'm trying to be prepared first.
You complain about it, that's what I said. Right.
Something that they had in there for drunk yet. Everyone's a comedian here. I'm serious.
Everyone is a comedian, yeah.
Right. No.
That's a good line.
What's that?
If you put in an after dry cast, it won't be all about food.
Speak to my attorney.
Weiter. Something about Weiter. Ahu Gavra, the Ola Beknishka. Guy walked into shul, shakul sefer Torah, he took a sefer Torah, yov lo d'tvisu, and he gave it to his wife, v'yamel lo hagitech, here's your get. Now you have to give the Gemara a chance. In the sefer Torah, there's a parsha of a custom of a sefer krisus, v'nasa b'yada, v'shulcha mibesa. He walked over and said, here's your get. Open the parsha, skiseitze, I believe it's in, I'm not sure if it's shayfte m'kiseitze, and there's your get. What are you afraid of? Are you afraid that he wrote a get on the Sefer Torah, on the gvil, on the empty part? He wrote it with gallnut water. Our Sefer Torahs are treated with gallnut water, and therefore it's writing on top of gallnut, over gallnut, it's not visible at all. So therefore, that's not negeya. Even if he wrote a get there, it's not a tzav. I said we have to wait till the Gemara finish. Not our Sefer Torah. Their Sefer Torah is the parchment was treated with gallnut water. That's how they made parchment.
The parchment was treated with gallnut water?
Before they wrote on it.
Right on top of it?
You can write, but not with gallnut water.
With disappearing ink.
So what did they use? What did they write on? How did they write
ink? Ink! Ink! Imishim Krisis Isba, are you saying that the writing of the Psukim in Parshas Kiseitze is the get? Habayina v'kasev lalushma v'leka. The cipher didn't write for her a get. He wrote the Parsha to save the Torah. Yichitei melechus dum agdim yov lezuzul the cipher miyikara. And if you're going to tell me, maybe the guy paid the cipher. He said, do me a favor, when you get to the Parsha of get, write it for my wife. This is what happens when I can't read three lines of Gemara.
Especially after we just said it before. Hasra, the same thing before.
Dr. Gemara, be'ina shi nishma yishma shemira v'shemira v'leka. You need, Gemara's just quoting a Mishnah when you write the wrong names in the wrong cities. But it means to say is you need the names in the cities. And therefore it can't be a good get. End of story. So what's Rabbi Yosef teaching me? What chiddush did he say here? That the Tzivos HaMetzora is not a good get because it wasn't Lishma, we know that. That he paid him, it's not good because he doesn't have the names, it's a Mishnah, you need the names. So what exactly is he teaching me? He's teaching me that even if the guy wrote a get on the parchment, it's never visible, and therefore it's not a good get. You knew it from here, but it wasn't a Mishnah. Rashi, maybe it was, but it wasn't clearly the Mishnah.
I'm surprised she didn't accept it, the $100,000.
Isn't he giving
the whole thing to her?
I guess so, yeah.
Comes to the price, she's not married anymore.
Rashi. Mushumay Milan, Shema Kasala get me bechutz on the outside vein and nicker. Ame Milan, Vachog Vilim Shosevatari Shalahem, their parchment, Avudim Bafatim, was treated with gallnuts. Creases is Mushuksuva Baparshis Kasala Sefer Creases. La Lishma, Yav Zuzu La Safra, Licht the Vice of Parsha Lashem Gerusha. Habeina Shema Yashma, the time like among the puzzle. Al Matzarach Lichtav Shema Yishma. He has to write the name. We don't need to change. The Mishnah says change the names. We're not interested in the changing of the names. We're interested in the fact that it doesn't have names. Vizlay Garzi Shina. Some don't even have the name, the word. It says change the names. But that's not the point here. The point is that you need names. Mande Garz Lamishimas Nisn Lekaban. The one that quoted him, that's the Mishnah. Vagav Gorinaz Garz Lech. So we're quoting the Mishnah, so we say change the names. What we mean to say is it need names. The Achronim here talk about the Rishonim, really. If there wouldn't have been a problem with the names, isn't there a problem that it doesn't say the Nusach HaGet? It doesn't say, you are divorced from me, and you are mutter to marry any man. Forget the problem of the names. How could the Sefer Torah be a get? The Sefer Torah tells us a story. Reuben was married to Leah. I'm sorry, there's no Reuben in this class. Shimon was married to Leah. And he divorced her. He writes her a get, gives it to her, and sends her away. Where in the world do you see a nusach of Hariat Mataris Lechaladam? Pash, that's the nusach get that you need. We're going to see that later on. So some say, Enoch and Ami the Gemara could have said that. It's not the nusach get. What are we playing around with? But others say that the fact that the Gemara Pasuk says, Nasam b'yad ha'shulcha mi'beis ha'vahoch ha'vahoch ha'ish achar, is like saying, this is your get, you can go marry anybody. So it's as if he wrote the nusach. If the names wouldn't be a problem, he has a thing that says, give it to her, send her, and let her get married. So it's as if he told her, you can get married. That's what some want to tie to. Others want to tie to the Gemara could have said, anyway, it's not the right nusach I get. But the Gemara just answered, you need the names. The Gemara could have given the other answer as well. So this is a Shiloh, interesting Shiloh. How exact the Lashon HaGet has to be, which we will discuss later on in Masechta Gittin.
The exactness is all Midrashim, right?
Now, some of it's Ma'akev Midrashim.
I'm sorry?
Some of it is Ma'akev Midrashim.
What's
Hariat Mutaris L'Chaladam. You are divorced from me and mutter to everybody else is necessary Midrashim. Besides the names, and the name of the city, and the name of the Edom, there's all Midrashim.
You know, in other words, the person that divorced you,
is that
enough of a
krisus? No! That's a star krisus, a get.
No, what I'm saying is, if you wrote down, I divorced you, doesn't that mean you're off the
mutter to... That's not enough. I said we'll get there later on, we'll talk about it.
Well, I'm questioning here is that Rebbe said that if this would have been a good get, didn't Rebbe say that the Rav, at the end, he tears.
We obviously wouldn't tear anything here. Plus the fact it doesn't have names, it doesn't mean anything.
You
have
to tear,
what? It wasn't the time of the Gemara they didn't rip up the gets. They wouldn't rip up the Sefer Torah, don't worry about it. Talk to Gemara back.
He's taking 100 grand and he's just...
Grand.
He's still busy with 100 grand. It's 60 grand. You can get yourself a nice Sefer Torah. Somebody just got a Sefer Torah talking about 60 grand.
A brand one?
What?
A brand new one.
Yeah. 60 grand, Mahadrim and a Mahadrim told me he got a top of the line Sefer Torah, 60 grand.
Yeah.
You ready to get one?
I was with my lawyer.
Right. I'm Rav Chisda. Get your katsu shalai lishma. You know, you can take it off as a business expense if the mantle says sponsored by Tricast. I'm Rav Chisda. Get your katsu shalai lishma. A get written shalai lishma, the hever olive kumas lishma. And then the guy wrote on top of it lishma. Get has to be written for the woman. For the man, for the woman. He wrote it without thinking of the name of the woman. I mean, he wrote the name, he didn't mean anything. Or, let's say he wrote it for a different lady. Doesn't make a difference. And now, he puts ink on top of it, lishma. Ink on top of ink.
Exactly the same.
Her name was Sarah. He wasn't thinking about this Sarah. He just wrote Sarah. And now, he wants to write it for this Sarah, so he goes over the names, and he writes it Lishma. And the parts of the get that have to be written Lishma. There's certain parts that have to be written Lishma. He goes over them with ink again.
Not his own signatures, the get itself?
There's no signatures here, not Adam. Okay. Not Adam, the get itself.
Oh, the
safer,
okay.
Right. It depends on a machlokes of Yehuda Rabbanon, the Tanya. Harishayin tzarech lichtavus Hashem. Somebody was supposed to write Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Tzchavah Licht of Yehuda. For some reason, he thought he was supposed to write the word Yehuda. The Tov Lohitl by Dalet. And then by mistake, he left out the Dalet. So he wrote Hashem's name, not thinking that he's writing L'Shem Kedushas Hashem, but he thought he was writing Yehuda. The Shemas have to be written L'Shem Kedushas Sefer Torah. Special for Shemas. You've got a special Kavano, you write Hashem's name in a Sefer Torah. And he thought he was writing Yehuda, so he didn't think of Hashem's name. He ended up writing Hashem's name.
Which is supposed to be there.
Mavir Olav Kulmus and Mekatshay. Goes over it with ink, with his quill, and he can make it Kedushas Hashem. Even though it's written already.
Does he have the dollar there now?
Doesn't want the dollar there. It's supposed to have Hashem. He thought it was supposed to... He was supposed to write Hashem. He thought he was supposed to write Yehuda. And therefore didn't think of Hashem's name and didn't write Yehuda. So he wrote Hashem's name. So Rabbi Yehuda says all he has to do is go over it with a quill and it gets Kedushas Hashem.
And that's not no question of erasing, right? What's underneath?
This is what he says. Joy, agabe joy. Not erasing. That's not the way to write Hashem's name. The Gemara of Chizda understood it to mean that Chachamim say writing on top of writing is not writing. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying writing on top of writing is called writing. Again. If you remember, I spoke out the Taisis, then we'll get back to that. Let's just do this Gemara first. You're right. That was Taisis' scotch over there. We'll get back to it.
Is
there
from
Tatsil
of an
Asui? No.
Why?
Why, yes.
Maybe there's a making Sefer, is it in Sukkah like that, right? Maybe, if the Sefer Torah is like this...
But you did something, you rewrote it.
Is that
you were saying you rewrote it.
If you had a monkey write it, and you wrote it over it.
According to Yehuda, it would work. Zakh Rav Chisda, a get would be the same thing. A get written Shlai Lishma, according to Yehuda, you can write on top of it, Lishma. And according to Rabbanu, you cannot. Zakh to Gemara Rav Achav, Yaakov, no. Dilma Lohi, maybe it's not that way. Atkan Lekam Rabbanu Hasam, Ela Mishum, Vina Zekeli Van Veyu. Their pshat is Hashem has to look nice. The name of Hashem has to look nice. And if you go over the name of Hashem, and it's between all the other words, it looks not a good Sefer Torah. Hashem's name doesn't fit in.
It's more bold.
It's manumer. It's called like spotty. Avo, Belek, Avo, Hokaloi, Baloi. But if I get, maybe it's kosher. Meaning maybe the Rabbanan agree that it's called a good writing. It's in my Sefer Torah, you have Zekeli Van Veyu. Kvega learned that this would be a psul drabanan. That keli vanveyo is a lechatchila. It's not b'di'evet. Meaning it's not what we want. Ein Hashem zemen amuvcher. Midrabanan, we don't want you using it. Brings a riot. The Gemara says in, by lulav, if you don't do zek keli vanveyo, you're still yoyed to the mitzvah. So he said, by sefer Torah, drabanan, we're more machmer. Rukhsam Sefer says that it's a deraisa. Because it says zek keli vanveyo. That the Torah is specifically talking about Hashem's name, and says you have to make it beautiful. So some cipher says a big chiddush. Some cipher of Kivega and Machlokes here, son-in-law and father-in-law. Kivega is the father-in-law. Some cipher was his son-in-law, older than him, but he was his son-in-law. The Kivega says that you look at the Gemara and Sukkah that keli vanveyu is a requirement for chatchila, not b'di'evet. But by sefer Torah, you could say Rabbanan said it's even b'di'evet. It's not a deraisa. Some cipher says everywhere else it's rabbinic. By the name of Hashem, Zekeli Vanveyu. So by the name of Hashem, it's biblical. Fine. Either way, it's only by Sefer Torah, but by Get, it would be kosher. Frek, Dr. Harris. Taisa's discussion of your testament aleph. The Gemara says in your testament aleph, if you put ink on top of ink, you're not over on Shabbos. What? According to everybody. You put ink on ink, you're not over on Shabbos. Frek, Taisa's. So why is it different than Get?
That is,
the Gemara says, even according to Rabbanan, it works according to Rav Acha. Zok Taisa says, on Yud Tes Amar Aleph, Joy Agabe Joy. Zok Taisa says, that by Get, you're changing something. You're adding something. You're making it lishma. By Shabbos, if you write Joy Gaba Joy, you haven't done a thing. What have you done? How have you enhanced? The enhancement comes because of the halacha, not because of the darker ink. Taisa says the reason by Get it works is you've added something to the first writing. You've added the ingredient called lishma. Whereas by Shabbos, you haven't added anything. Adding more ink is not called writing. You have to add something. But yet, you're adding lishma. That's why it's called writing. You're not adding anything, it's not called writing. That's Christ's answer. What?
You look at the result. I mean, the result you have now, lishma, get. Now, Shabbos, you don't have a resulting of anything.
That's what he's saying.
But if you had this whole problem of writing a sefer Torah with a shem Hashem, and you did that on Shabbos.
So that's what they talk about. So according to Taisus, it's mashma, these be chayev.
Wow.
But the other Rishonim argue, and I don't want to get involved in that now.
The Torah would be good?
What?
Would the Torah be...
Yeah, you have to get involved in a whole bunch of things.
It might not be writing, but can you pick up the pen or the quill on Shabbos?
You're not allowed to do any of this. The question is if you did it. If you violated biblical law or rabbinic law.
Why isn't it considered adding and making the ink less likely to be rubbed out?
That's not called enough of adding. That's what the Gemara said. Joy Gaba Joy is not called adding. Tyson says, Akasha, but yet we said it is adding.
Because it's Joy, you're not considered erasing, right? If it would be Sikra, and you did...
Yeah, let's not get through the whole Gemara again. I'm just sticking to simple case. Joy Gaba Joy.
I'm just going to everything.
If you came off in the Yehuda business, how he did Lashma when we went over it,
it's a good get. So, according to Titus, if you did that on Shabbos, you'd be chayav. Other Rishonim argue, but that's Titus' shita.
My question is more: if you see the secret Torah, you're not allowed to make a Hashem's name. If somebody wrote a secret Torah,
Joy Agabe Joy is kosher.
It's not
Meichik. And you can't write a Sikra Sefer Torah.
But if he did.
It's not kosher.
But if somebody goes and does it.
It's not kosher. But why isn't the gay anything? So fine, you're right. He's Meichik. He's a bad guy. Yeah, he is. But nothing to do with anything.
And when we do these outlines and fill in the letters, they don't do that with Shem Hashem, right? That's not me, Michael. You're not being
Michael. No, Michael. Why is he Michael? Joy, I got a joy. you should know, you know, we were talking about the letters, the end. We're always afraid the guy didn't write Lishma, all these worries that people have. But they found the Sefer Torah, they want to know if it's kosher or not. They found the Sefer Torah, they want to know if it was written by a from cipher, not a from cipher. So Kivega said, look at the end. If it has, like, not clear lettering at the end, that means it was done by kosher yidden who were giving out letters at the end. And if it was done straight, that means obviously it wasn't done by advising. That's what Kivega writes. So the minigin kaiser was always to let people fill in the last letters. Today, a lot of some people don't let. They make the cipher shliach, they don't allow it because they want to have perfect lettering.
You have to go to the mikveh
when you write Hashem's name. You write Hashem's name. There's a minig. I don't know if it's halacha or a minig. Everybody, every cipher, they write Hashem's name. What they do is, again, is they write the Sefer Torah and leave out Hashem's name. It doesn't have to be written in order. They go to the mikveh the next morning, come in and fill in yesterday's Shem's Hashem. Then continue writing the Sefer Torah. And again, leave out.
Let's go to the mikveh in the morning.
For some reason, this is what they do. That's what I was told. Again, I'm not a cipher. I don't do this, but that's what I was told they do. You have to write it L'shem Kedushas Hashem. It's more kavana is necessary when you write Hashem's name. Zok to Gemara Rashi. We didn't do Rashi. Zok to Rashi. Ma'ika Mashma Kaim Shitlan the Parashim Tareda. Yet all of Kumas Akolayz V'ayz. When the Chavah looked at Yehuda, so I tell you, Vesari should start with Yehuda. He thought he had to write Yehuda. But Chavah hit the Baidah, and Hashem caused him to shushla the Shema. And Veyu, his snow of the fun of the mitzvahs. Make yourself beautiful with mitzvahs.
Why would he not have Kavanah by Hashem's name? Why?
You're right, it could have been that case. You're right. Amar Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda said, "Yechonu lebefsinu legudei kita the alma." You know, if I wanted to, I could make all the gitten puzzle. Every get could be puzzle. Amar Rav my time. Why? How could you make every get puzzle? Meaning, Rav Chisda was not saying that it's puzzle. He's saying, I really have a taina. Something bothers me with every get. He wasn't going to pass through every get. He said, no, if you think about it, he said, I could really make a tine on every get. So Rabbi said, what's your tine? Now, in those days, based on the Gemara Baba Basra, the husband has to write the get. It has to be his parchment. And he has to write the get on his, either he or his cipher has to write the get, on the it has to belong to the husband. Therefore, he has to pay the cipher to write the get. There were husbands that didn't want to pay money to divorce their wives. So Chazal made a takana that she could pay the cipher. Now the problem is, if she pays the cipher, then it wasn't the kasav. Then it wasn't the husband writing the get. It was the woman authorizing the writing of the get. And that could be problematic. Again, let's begin the Gemara. We never give the Gemara a chance. It's amazing. We gotta give the Gemara a chance. Zag to Gemara. Amalei Rabbi my time. Eli mentioned the Chesiv Kasav Ochi Iyukah Kasulei. Maybe she's the one paying for it, or she's the one that's writing. Maybe the Rabbanah went automatically and made Hefker Bezen Hefker and took it from her and gave it to him. If not, they wouldn't authorize her to pay for it. So that's not a problem. So the Gemara Mishnah Chesiv V'Nasan V'Hochel Lo Yav Lo Midi says V'Nasan, and most gittin are not worth a pruta, so he's really not giving her anything of value. And Nasan usually means something of value. Midi Dilma Nesina Sageti. So Kedrava, that's not a problem. Maybe the Torah didn't mean value. The Torah just meant hand over the get. Teida the Shochel Mitam Kasva Surah Not Kasher. They wrote from Eretz Yisrael, if somebody wrote a get on paper that's Aser Banah, it's still kosher. It doesn't have to have value. It just has to be a paper with a get on it. So therefore, Rava says, I'm not 100% sure what your taina is. You think it has to have value? It doesn't have to have value. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Iyu Kastulay, they send a schar ha-sefer, she pays the scribe. Because I mean the B'gemar, the G'pashim, the Tekanas Igunas. Echnuya Akne Rabbanan Ahu Zuzi Midida. They took that money and made it his. Vavik Kaman the Yov, the Iyu, the Hefker Bezen Hoya Hefker. V'nathan, Bar Nesine, She Shava Pruta. And the answer is, if you write it in a surah, no, it's kosher. So you see that you don't have to have value. So therefore, Rabbi says to Chizda, I don't see a problem with Haggit. I don't see a problem with Haggit. There's a paper that's Asr Banah.
Paper that's
Asr Banah? Somebody's Zara, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And somebody wrote a get on it and gave it to his wife. It's kosher. Valueless.
If it has the
vote of Zohar on it. Doesn't have any. It was used for Avodah Zohar, whatever it is. Empty piece of paper.
It's not something that had to be mivatel by a goy.
Again. It was used for Avodah Zohar, it's Asr Banah. No goy was mivatel to it. Can't even mivatel. I'm not going to get involved now in Avodah Zohar.
Why are you allowed to use it?
Nobody said you're allowed to. The guy went and wrote a get and handed it to her.
Why is it kosher?
Passing on the okay.
Why is it not kosher?
Because that's a hana.
Who has hana?
The husband. Because now he has a divorce.
So he violated his hana. If you need value, it's a valueless paper, but you can't sell it. It's Asr Banah. If it doesn't need value, he gave her a get. We're not giving him after Yayna for this.
So why does it have to have a value at all? What was a
Havamina
that has to have value?
Says Nassan. Usually Nassan means giving something of value.
I'm saying this a little bit. If I find an Aveda, is that actually worth it?
Yes, if it's not worth the Shabbat Pruta, you don't have to give it back.
Whole tumult,
the Gemara Bamatzi, if it was worth the Pruta when it was lost, and now it's not worth the Pruta, but if it's not worth the Pruta, you don't have to give it back. The word nasan usually means give something of value. That's the translation of the word. The chiddush here is that it doesn't mean that. It just means hand or a get.
What's the pruta again, I'm sorry?
What's inflation of pruta?
What is a pruta? Not sure.
But you said that sheer...
I said around a dime, that's what I said, but I made that up. I said around the dime. See, I knew this was coming. Here we go. Why is everybody a comedian here?
But nothing ain't enough.
It's nothing ain't enough. I don't understand what it is. First of all, there's no possibility. There's nothing ain't enough.
No?
No.
Yitzchak and Rivka?
What? I know what you're talking about. Stop here tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. Tomorrow's a shorter cheer, and afterwards it's Chazara on Sunday.